Welcome to the Elevate Media Podcast with your host, Chris Anderson. In this show, Chris and his guests will share their knowledge and experience on how to go from zero to successful entrepreneur. They have built their businesses from scratch and are now ready to give back to those who are just starting. Let's get ready to learn, grow, and elevate our businesses. And now, your host, Chris Anderson.
Welcome back to the Elevate Media Podcast. I'm Chris Anderson, your host. And today we're doing this live, so you might be listening to the recording on the podcast platforms, on YouTube, but right now we're doing this live, so this is going to be fun. We got Tom Palladino today. He is going to be sharing some groundbreaking science that he has come up with, some healing methods through scalar light energy. He's going to showcase and show us some of his tools, his, I call it creation, some of his what he's come up with. So he's going to share that on video. So if you're only listening to this, make sure you go to YouTube and you'll actually be able to see it. He's going to describe it the best he can as he's showing it, but this is definitely a more visual one. So excited to dive into this. I'm going to learn. I don't know much about this. We're all learning together. So Tom, welcome to the Elevate Media Podcast today.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Absolutely. So yeah, what is scalar light?
Scalar light, it's very simple. It's sunlight or starlight. I've developed scalar light instruments that capture, that harness sunlight or starlight. Now, why is that important? Yeah. Well, light is fundamental. Mm-hmm. Light dictates nature. And if you can control, if you can harness scalar light, sunlight or starlight, you have a command over nature. And I mean every word of that. So this is a new technology that will allow us to access the free energy of the sun and the stars.
Okay. So this is completely brand new. It's not been done before?
Only with a few men such as Tesla, another man, Galen, Hieronymus, Thomas More. But the field, the scientific field is rather narrow. Why? It's poorly understood. I've devoted my career to this, and it's taken all that I have because there is no playbook, so to speak. There is no textbook. Sure. You have to learn it on your own. It's all groundbreaking.
Okay, so harnessing the sun, the stars, that light, why is that such a pivotal, important piece of science and human and healing?
You're right. Well, instead of drilling for oil, digging for coal, or creating a nuclear reactor, it's much easier just to tap into the sun. That is the power plant of the future. The sun and the stars are the power plants that we're going to access. So you don't need to create energy. All you need to do is harness energy. Now imagine if we listened to Nikola Tesla over 100 years ago and we're harnessing energy today. Gone would be the fight over oil and natural gas and other, minerals. Gone would be the danger of many types of energy generation. Gone would be, if you will, the high cost of energy. Free energy from the sun and the stars, this will liberate mankind.
It is interesting. So the free energy type thing, because I looked into Tesla a little bit and what he was working on, and some might say it was conspiracies and things like that, but how he was kind of thwarted and silenced in that side of things. Do you think it's because there are powers that don't want this free energy?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yes. Precisely. Precisely. You hit the nail. If it's the energy from the sun and the stars, why not use it? Well, it intimidates some people.
Yeah.
That's it.
So with this, so what is, if we get this energy, you talk about the healing here from it, but also the power, what's the healing side of things? Where does that open up for people this?
So if it's energy, energy is responsible for nature. Energy is a first principle. Energy is the cause of nature. So if I look at this instrument behind me, I control that first principle. Now, when I work, I never work with a human being. I've never worked with a human being in my life. So hold on to your hat. I only work with photographs of human beings.
Okay.
So this is a new branch of science in which you do not have to be present. Your energy field receives the healing. Your energy field on the photograph represents you. Now, let me give you an analogy. We're having a conversation through StreamYard. You're not in my laboratory. I'm not in your office.
Right.
I am working through your image. You are working through my image. This is not one-on-one. I never work with people one-on-one. I work with their image, just like we have this sharing of our images through this video call. So it's a new branch of physics in which you don't have to be present. Your photograph is your substitute. Your photograph is your bilocated version. So what you and I can do now by conversing through this video call, I can do through a photograph.
So what that's, I mean, some people that could be pretty, you seem pretty out there, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, they might have reservations about that. And my mind kind of goes to, and I'm not trying to offend or anything like that, but you know, you see people made the voodoo dolls and it's an image of someone and they do something through that. I don't know if this is kind of along the same lines, but like, so what do you do with the image? So you have the image.
Yes.
And so what's the work things you do with that?
Let me demonstrate. The instrument is on. I actually place a person's photograph inside the instrument. Now, this energy is so strong, if you will, I can illuminate a light bulb in my hand. So bear with me. That light bulb is influenced by this energy. And if I place a person's photograph next to this instrument, then their brain waves, their mind will be illuminated. Remember, I'm not working with people, I'm working with energy fields.
Right.
That is a brain balancing. That is cognitive awareness. That will improve our memory by downloading this energy into the quantum field. Now, does it work? Well, according to the people who've registered for our sessions, yes, it does work. People are very happy with this process. Now,
so what is that process? Like, what does that change for them? Like, so they sign up for these sessions. What is the outcome? What is that, result that they get?
Yes, the benefits, the result is it's a brain balance. Many people say that their thinking is enhanced. Their memory is improved. Some people say that that gives them a surge of energy. You know, if I can illuminate a light bulb, then I can illuminate the mind. Others will say that this energy, it increased their dream capacity or their creativity has been enhanced. All of that is through energy. There's no, if you will, human action here. It's all divine action through this energy. So what's the point? It's safe. I'm working with the natural energy of the sun to increase our cognitive awareness.
Interesting. So, you know, what if some people were to say, you know, it's probably just a placebo. You know, it's just they're thinking that this is happening, so they're feeling different. Is there, how can you, I guess, quantify the actual change this versus just, the feeling?
It's subjective. That's good. You know, you have to see the endpoints before and after. And many people say after I work through their photograph that they're happier. Well, that might be a hormonal bounce. Many people say that their thinking is clear. Others say that their depression is lifted. Well, what's depression? Well, it's improper thinking.
Yeah.
And what would scalar energy do? It will, if you will, address that improper thinking or address that emotional sadness, if you will. This is a new science, once again. And I only can judge by the results. Nobody's ever duplicated my results. Nobody has this instrument. So I have to move forward with testimonies. And the testimonies are the groundbreaking evidence so far.
So with that, so do people know when you're utilizing the machine in their image or?
Yes.
Like, so they know you're doing it, so they think, okay, I'm going to feel better. Or it's like, you just do it, and they're like, hey, I was feeling better this week. Like, it's crazy. And they're like, oh, yeah, I had your picture with the machine. It was working. Like, so.
Yeah. People will visit our website. They'll register for the 15-day session. And in so doing, once they send us email, we only work with emailed photographs. Once we receive their email photograph, we send out daily email notices. We explain what we're doing. So people can monitor on a daily basis how they feel. Many people journal. And the before and after is usually quite telling. It's usually quite significant before the scalar sessions and after. Now, it's pertinent that people take notes, I think. It's pertinent that people at least have some working knowledge of the before and after results. Uh-huh. This has never been done before, once again, and it's really up to the person to decide how they benefit it.
So with that, is it kind of like, I'm in Indiana, so we go through winter, we don't get a lot of sun, it's cold, it's, you know, kind of depressing, or it gets old. So and you go outside and get the sun, finally, it's like, it completely changes your mood and you feel better. Is that kind of similar to what you're speaking on, or is that a different with the sun energy? Is that completely different?
It's quite similar, yes, because again, scalar energy is sunlight. And when we absorb this naturally, when we go out into nature, it does elevate our spirit. Well, this is a miniature sun here. Once again, if I hold a light bulb in my hand, this instrument is so strong, it will illuminate a light bulb. Now, imagine that illuminating my mind. That's a lot of energy going into that light bulb.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, this is a miniature sun and it has sun-like capacity.
Okay. Because I know, I mean, when I get out in the sun, when I'm outside and I get, you know, the sun rays on me, not only obviously the warmth, but it just, you know, makes me feel better. And the same thing goes with, you know, we've heard of grounding, walking out in the grass barefoot. You know, I truly believe that there is, you know, a difference when you walk with shoes versus barefoot on the ground. I truly, you know, see a difference. I feel a difference. And I think it kind of has the same quarter of energy. You know, I think everything's energy, obviously. And the energy isn't created or destroyed, right? And so,
yes.
You know, with that, I mean, Tesla was big into that, right? And I can't remember the test he had, but it was sending the quote unquote electricity through the ground, if I remember right, correctly, to light up a light bulb somewhere else so many feet away.
That's right. Tesla did that experiment in Colorado Springs in which he planted light bulbs in the ground.
Yeah.
And without any wires, he could illuminate the light bulbs in the ground. That was a very powerful scalar energy instrument. So we demonstrated that this energy is essentially omnipresent. You don't need a wire from point A to point B. The scalar energy, if you will, radius was quite enhanced.
Yeah. And I know I can't remember if it was Mythbusters or another show where they recreated that Tesla experiment, and they had almost the same result. Now, albeit it didn't seem like enough energy to sustain you like our homes and functions of that nature. But, you know, with that, is it possible to get to that point? And what's holding us back from truly harnessing this, you know, say, instead of like, obviously we have solar power, I guess that's probably the closest, right?
Right. Exactly. What's holding us back? Just the lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding. Once we really delve into this new branch of physics, we'll realize that this is infinite energy. Energy from the stars is infinite. Now, once we can amplify that energy, then we could light up the city. We could light up the world with scalar energy.
Is it different than solar-powered, you know, solar-paneled energy?
Yes. Yeah, why? For the distinct reason that solar power is converted into DC. It's put into a battery. Whereas we're not working with DC, we're working with a different energy spectrum altogether.
That's interesting. So how could we, I'm just like, how do we harness it? Like, how would we light up and run our appliances through this? Yeah, because obviously Tesla did it without wires and things like that. So like, I'm just, my mind just goes like, how could that be structured to?
Yeah, I'm working on that. To answer your question, I'm working on that. And I hope I can achieve that, you know, within the next 5 years where I can amplify this energy. And in so doing, once you amplify it, you can amplify it 1,000-fold, 1,000,000-fold. Why? There's no die-off. There's no entropy. No entropy whatsoever. So the signal never weakens. So once you amplify it 10,000-fold, that's not going to decay. There will not be entropy. You'll just have that enhanced signal 10,000-fold.
So the kind of the blockage right now is how they amplify it? Is that what I'm hearing correctly?
Correct.
Or am I off on that?
Correct. Correct. And I'm doing some engineering. I'll have some experiments within the next 2 years. It's a very, very sophisticated engineering. And once we can start experimenting in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll make great progress, I think.
Yeah. So do you think AI is going to help you with this process?
No. It might, and it might not. And I'll tell you why. Because there is no bedrock of information that AI can work upon. So if AI did help me, it would have to be a computer program that would be able to extrapolate these ideas and to think on its own.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And I know, because we have, I mean, the AI is becoming self-learning and things like that. And if it could, yep, you know, see, you know, my mind goes like to Jarvis type thing. If it could see your science and your creations and your discoveries and things like that, I think, you know, that could be pretty crazy. And then, you know, you have the scalar energy power the AI machine.
Yes. Yeah. You see where this is going.
Yeah.
Free energy. You don't have to drill for oil. You don't have to create a grid system. There is no grid system here. Yeah. Tesla did not have a grid. There's no wires. There's no substation. There's no cell phone towers. The universe is the grid. The universe is free energy. That's the key.
So you mentioned something about, you know, it's not chemical. So, like, kind of dive in a little bit more about that, being a chemical process.
Well, let's look at nature. Everything begins with light energy. Light energy is fundamental. And energy then will decide the chemical makeup of the universe. Mm. Why not work at the top? Why not work at the part of information, intelligence? That's scalar intelligence. That decides the chemical makeup of the universe. That decides, if you will, the physical makeup of the universe. I prefer to work with intelligence. It's much easier than working with physical matter. All of my work is non-physical intelligence. And the difference is, if you will, Chris, you can either drive the car or push the car. If you drive the car, you command it through intelligence. Okay, that's the easy way to command a car, by driving it. Mm-hmm. The hard way is the physical way, physically pushing a car. So when you're in the driver's seat of nature, you're driving the car. That's the key to my work. I don't work at the chemical physical level. I work at the informational level where everything is easy.
So with that, you know, besides the mental change you've talked about in clients and people you've worked with, using their picture with this machine to send that energy, is there other healing aspects that can be done physically, overcome illness and disease? What else is out there with this?
Yes. What I've developed is an approach in which I'm going to hold up a magnified photograph of a bacterium. That's Mycobacterium tuberculosis that causes TB. Uh-huh. If I place my photograph inside the instrument with this photograph of TB, a peculiar relationship evolves. The TB communicates with my force field. The two photographs communicate. Again, this is all intelligence. It's non-physical. The energy of TB, tuberculosis, communicates with my photograph. If I had that TB inside of me, in my quantum field now, my energy field, this instrument would find tuberculosis, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and would eradicate it, would send the anti-intelligence of Mycobacterium tuberculosis inside of me. Now, what's the result? Some people who have had tuberculosis tell us, after these scalar energy sessions with photographs, they believe the intelligence of tuberculosis, the bacterium, has been negated or brought to a state of chaos. Why? They feel better. Why? Because they no longer have the symptoms of tuberculosis.
Interesting. So has this been done on anyone who's like on their deathbed, that it changed the trajectory, maybe through cancer or through another disease yet?
I've worked with some people who are HIV positive. Some people told me they were very sick. Now, keep in mind, I don't meet these people. I only work with their photographs. So this is a new branch of physics. And the people that I work with who had HIV, some type of viral load, they no longer have a viral load after I work with them. And many people say that this has not only enhanced their lifestyle, some people believe that this is gone as far as prevented them from developing AIDS, an advanced type of HIV infection.
Interesting. So do you foresee this being more widely accepted, maybe in the scholastic field and in schools?
Yes, I do. To keep this in perspective, this is not medicine. This is not Newtonian physics. This is a new branch of science. So how are we ever going to prove that I can influence a photograph? Well, you have to do it through scalar physics. You cannot you cannot detect energy on a photograph unless it's with a scanner energy instrument. Uh-huh. So what's the point? Academia is fine, but we need a new science. We need a new branch of physics. Present-day academia, present-day physics cannot prove or disprove this. It's just, it's different. It's a new branch of science.
So do you see this? I mean, because you work with pictures, you say, not physical. Right. Can you work with the physical? Is that a different level? Is that, why pictures and not physical people?
Yeah, that's a good point, because all of scalar energy is information. Mm-hmm. And you're not working the physical realm. Now, keep in mind, the electromagnetic realm, electricity and magnetism, you have electrons, protons, you have physical mass. Ready? Mm-hmm. There's no mass in scalar energy. There's no physicality whatsoever. It's pure intelligence. So if you want to work on that intellectual plane, you have to work with an intelligent energy, which is scalar energy. It's a different dimension. I want to make this very clear to your audience. I am not working in the dimension that we recognize in my laboratory. I'm working in a different dimension. It's a different reality.
So is this like quantum realm stuff?
Yes, exactly. There's two realities. I don't work in this physical reality. I work in the reality of quantum.
Yes. It's interesting. I mean, obviously, it's way outside my pay grade, but like in knowledge level, but I, you know, the quantum realm stuff, obviously, you see in superhero movies, but like, the energy, like there is something to that.
And I'll give credence to that energy, intelligence. Okay. Yeah. What do we mean? A thought is intelligence. Mm-hmm. Now, this is why this instrument has a favorable outcome on thought, on intelligence. You can impart scalar energy that enhances your thinking, your intelligence. Why? Well, we keep it at the intellectual plane. We keep it at the non-physical plane of intelligence, of information, not at the physical, chemical realm. So if you will, if thinking is a reality, it is, then what is the fundament, what is the animating force of thinking? Scalar energy. It's that simple.
So is this, has any correlation to like deja vu or like...
Yes.
Like...
Yes. Yes. And now you see how that's an infinite information field. Deja vu, you have this download of knowledge, and it's not something that you process. It's not afforded by deduction. You simply know, deja vu, you know. It's almost as if it's infused knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm working with, infused knowledge.
Where does that come from? How do we get that infused knowledge?
It's a divine energy, and the animating force, the vehicle, is always scalar energy. So now you get my point. Go back to that movie. Remember the movie Rain Man? Rain Man? Why could he memorize 10,000 volumes, 10,000 books in his lifetime? He had that infused knowledge, that download of information.
And so is this kind of why sometimes people think they had a previous life? Is it kind of the same thing? They might not have actually had it, but they have the information or the...
Yes. Or some people can remember something from their childhood, or some people have photographic memory. How do you do that? And it's natural. Okay. The point is this, Chris, it's natural. Well, what's scalar energy? It's natural energy. So when you have a photographic memory, it's a natural consequence. Why? Scalar energy is a natural consequence. There's no human effort here.
Yeah. It's so interesting, and like obviously we're just glazing the surface of all this. This could be hours and hours and hours and hours. Obviously, you spend a lifetime doing this, decades. But like, how can is it even possible for an average person like me to start to utilize scalar energy more in my life, in my everyday life, to improve? Let's just throw it out there, to improve business, improve relationships, or.
Yes, and everybody's a scalar energy expert. Why? Thinking is a function of scalar energy. So the human mind is a scalar instrument. The human heart, our emotions, are scalar emotions. Now, this really gives perspective to positive thinking, okay? Positive affirmations, prayer, some type of uplifting thought. What you think is what you create. The intelligence of scalar intelligence, what you create in your mind, is the world that you inherit. Mm-hmm. Now, this should give a great deal of correlation between positive thinking, positive scalar energy thinking, and a positive outcome in life. If you remove all those obstacles, sometimes you have to remove people, and you just think positive, and you concentrate and you focus, you will achieve what you focused upon, because it's dictated by your thoughts.
Mm. So does it kind of correlate to, you might not know Bob, or you might know Bob Proctor, the late Bob yes. Proctor.
Yes.
The vibration, is that kind yes. of the theme?
Absolutely. Bob was a scalar energy expert, whether he realized it or not. Many health coaches, many, if you will, positive health coaches or happiness coaches are what? They're scalar energy experts. They might not realize that, but these positive affirmations, these business coaches, these athletic coaches, these are music coaches, all of them are instilling knowledge that is scalar knowledge.
It's really interesting stuff. I mean, it really is, because I think, you know, whatever you believe, you know, I believe in God and you know, Jesus and all of that, but I still think that the energy there, I think, you know, the connection through prayer to him and, you know, how he's created everything, you know, the energy there, I think it's all connected. And I think it's just a fascinating thing to think about and how he has, and again, my opinion, my perspective, how God has created everything to be used like this, like natural things to benefit us. And so, yeah, I'm just interested, man. I think, you know, I hope you have good security systems and guard. I just think about the whole thing with Tesla, like, you know, and that was such a long time ago too. Like, we could have been so much farther along if there weren't people who were, you know, in my opinion, greedy to try to stop this growth in this science, really.
Yeah. This is a game changer. Make no distinction here. This will change the course of human history. Free energy. And free energy that could, if you will, give us infused knowledge, or free energy that could eradicate the intelligence of the HIV virus, this will change the course of history, mark my word. It's just a matter of having it accepted by the general public.
Yeah, and I can't remember if I brought this up or if it was before we had the little lapse in communication, but do you think back? So I always wonder how in the world, in ancient times, they built and did the things they did with the you know, more primitive tools. Yes. So do you think they were tied more into scalar energy or able to yes. do and be yes. different, be able to create yes. those things than we are yes. today?
Let me say this. Many of those structures, many of those architectural structures, it would take an incredible crane to lift some of those obelisks or some of those pyramids, etc. They had to, many of those structures had to use high advanced knowledge of building. And in some cases, I believe it was anti-gravity. And if you will, scalar energy is the cause of gravity. So if you can control scalar energy, you can create an anti-gravity atmosphere where you can teleport, where you can lift a heavy object effortlessly.
Yeah, because it definitely is interesting and how they geometrically built those things to be so perfect.
Like
so perfect to be able to, like the pyramids, I think, of how they're intricately built and all of that. And I find it interesting. And I think sometimes the human race being fallen and you know, not perfect people, I think we got away from that power a little bit because of greed, because of whatever, and we forgot some of it.
We should have listened to Tesla. This is very simple. There's two ways to generate energy: electromagnetic energy or scalar energy. Why not use scalar? That's free, safe. You don't need a grid system. You just broadcast the energy.
Yeah,
it's omnipresent. It has no health disadvantage. If you will, it's infinite in supply. We should have listened to Tesla.
Yeah, I'm excited to continue to be connected with you and see how you do use this and how it expounds on what you've already done. And, you know, for people who are wanting to, use scalar and energy just for themselves, improve their life and stuff. Would you just recommend them just going outside and getting the sun? Or is there anything that they can have that can kind of tie them into it better?
Yeah, but by all means, the sunlight is a great way to enhance your scalar energy presence. But keep in mind, it's your attitude. It's your human thoughts. It's your human effort. It's your human creativity. And this is true in many ways. What we think, how we think, and what we project is what we inherit. Bob Proctor knew that. Many of these health coaches, many of these business coaches know that. Find the right environment, find the right people, and you're going to succeed. Okay. Get away from all that negativity. And that sometimes includes negative events, negative consequences. Get away from that. And the way you think eventually is what you will inherit in life.
Man, Tom, this is fascinating. I think, you know, natural things and what God has created for us and given us is forgotten a little bit. And so this is always makes my wheels start turning more and more about that. And hopefully we can lean into a little bit more and kind of get back to that. And I think what you're doing is fantastic, you know, because I think we can open up even more healing for people and health improvements and technological advancements and safety and everything. And so I think what you're doing is awesome and just fascinating conversation. I think helps a lot of people even just remember, hey, you know, it's what you think about. It's where your attention goes, your energy flows.
Yes.
And, you know, what your mindset is set on is what's going to bring about. So focus on, you know, the joy, the happiness as best you can and get some sun. I think too.
Yes.
So, you know, Tom, again, this has been fascinating. I'm super grateful for your time, for what you're doing. Like I said, this could be hours and hours and hours. And I'm sure we'll have you back on in the future, especially as you make more breakthroughs. But if people want to connect with you, if they want to find out more about what you're doing, more about scalar energy, get help, where's the best place for them to connect with you at?
Go to the website, scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can upload for free now. We offer everybody 15 days of free session. You're simply going to upload a facial photograph, and you can send in photos of your pets and your family members. This way, you prove to yourself that there is an aura. You prove to yourself that we can infuse knowledge or download information into your aura. And then you decide. We let you be the judge.
Awesome. Yeah. So everyone, make sure you get connected with Tom. Continue just to see what he's doing. Learn about the scalar energy. It's a natural thing. You know, God created it. He gave it to us. And I think it can be used for positivity for sure and to help elevate your life. Which will in turn help elevate your businesses. So Tom, again, thanks so much for being on the Elevate Media Podcast today. Any closing remarks or statements before we wrap things down?
Yeah, everybody's a scalar energy expert. Remember, scalar energy drives the mind. It's the animating force of your emotions. So with that in mind, you're in control of your destiny. Think well and feel accordingly. Have good, positive thoughts, feelings. You'll change your life, and then you're going to change the life and the lifestyle of those around you.
Love it. Absolutely. What a great way to end. I think that's spot on. And again, Tom, thanks so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Elevate Media Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. See you in the next episode.